Welcome to How to Study in Germany, the podcast that guides international students through the exciting journey of studying abroad. From navigating student life to overcoming challenges, we are here to help make your experience in Germany unforgettable. Tune in for real stories, valuable insights, and everything you need to thrive as an international student. Today we have Adil as our guest, who comes from Azerbaijan, famously known as the Land of Fire, a country with the rich culture and deep traditions. Adil is studying international economics, law, and politics, and he is here to share his journey of moving to Germany and his experiences as an international student. So, hi Adil.
Hi.
Let's quickly start straight with icebreaker. Can you share two true facts and one lie about yourself? And I will guess.
Yeah. I'm not sure it will be easier for you or it will be difficult for you. Just start with the first argument. First is, I don't like drink alcohol. Second is, I have more than 1,000 graduated volunteers in my NGO career. Third one is, I have three certificates for playing chess professionally.
Oh, wow.
I think it's difficult, yeah?
I mean, yes, on the one hand, but on the other, like the last two, they are very interesting.
Yep.
So I would say that the first one, I guess it's the lie, huh? That you said about the alcohol.
Yeah.
And the second one and the third one is the truth.
I can say the first one is truth. I don't like to drink alcohol. Second one is also truth. Yeah. Third one is false.
So you are not proficient in the chess?
No, I like the playing the chess, but I'm not professional playing. Like, I have no any certificate for playing chess.
Let's start with your story. Can you please tell us a bit about your background? Where are you from?
Yeah. First, as you know, my full name is Adil Shukurov. I'm from Azerbaijan, especially from the Baku. I did my bachelor degree in international relations at Baku State University. Currently, as you know, I'm studying at Loyofana University in the field of public economics, land politics. You can say it's simply PELP.
What inspired you to study in Germany, to come to Germany?
It's quite interesting question. I can say that decision to study abroad was rooted in my childhood dreams. I can say they inspired to gain the broader opportunities and new experiences and quality education system. Is also Germany was one of the best educational systems presenting. I can say the took decision studying Germany was not easy for me. Yeah, but for career, we can take decision studying abroad. I believe that studying abroad would provide me with a significant professional and personal growth opportunities.
But it was difficult for you to just leave Azerbaijan, or you didn't really want to study exactly in Germany, maybe in other foreign country, but how was it?
Yeah, I can say that the first and the main negative aspect is I leave my family for a few years, because you know that till the end of the bachelor degree from my childhood, I live with my family, my parents, and also the daily I meet my friends with my friends. Of course, the educational system in Germany is very good. That's why move to Germany is not, how to say, negative aspects or the side of it, this topic. I can say just leave my family.
Because it's really nice what you said, that you leave only for a few years, because many students, international students that come to study in Germany or just abroad, they do not plan to come back home. They just plan to leave and keep living here in the foreign country in Europe. So you do not plan to stay in Germany. You still want to come back to Azerbaijan.
I can say I did my, I'd say, the first stage of my career in Azerbaijan. From the, I'd say, from the years of the bachelor degree, I plan to continue my career in the future in Azerbaijan. But I cannot say that staying in Germany is bad. We will see.
Mm-hmm. For how long you've been in Germany already?
More than 1 year.
Uh-huh,
I'm okay. Right now study third semester of PELP.
Third semester. Yep. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose this program, public economics? It's public economics, law and politics,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Why did you choose it?
Yeah, why not? The question is that why not? Yeah, I can say that I discovered public economics, law and politics while the exploring like master programs in European countries. I can say I got admitted from a lot of countries. Mm-hmm. But at last, studying Germany, as I said before, it's so qualitative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's the best side of the Germany. Okay, why public economics, land politics? As you see it on the name, it's just three fields in a one program. It's so inspired. Mm-hmm. And also when I say that public economist law and policy, I every time excited. Mm-hmm. This like thanks to our professors and the head of the Leuphana University, three field in the one program is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're learning how is it going on, like how connection among these three field is going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty diverse program because economics, law, politics, everything together, actually it makes sense.
Yeah,
you have to know them all.
Yeah, yeah. For example, I did my bachelor degree in international relation. If anyone there graduated from the international relation, they can make the career on this one line in the international relations.
Yeah.
It may be politics, but in this field, you can keep going on your career with economics or with law, international law, mm-hmm. or with politics. It's your choice.
Mm-hmm. Can you maybe share how do you like your program so far? Is it difficult? How do you like professors?
I can say it's quite interesting and quite difficult. Why interesting? It's the same point, three field in a one program. It's why difficult? It's again, same answer. Because I can say that my courses in the public economics, law and politics helped me evaluate the economic impacts of the policies and understand the workings of the legal framework and mm-hmm. also apply this knowledge to practical issues. I really liked our professors because mm-hmm. Some of the professors giving us this knowledge with the practical issues. They made us the facing, for example, a simulation of court.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know, there are a lot of points of that. Yeah, I think we have not enough time to say all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say I really, again, from this program, building the strong foundation of my future professional career.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite, I don't know, seminar, project or class in your studies?
Oh.
Or maybe what do you like the most? Economics, law or politics?
I have one answer. I really like politics.
Mm-hmm.
Because my bachelor degree, I try to pay attention to international relations and politics. If I set three numbers, for example, I can put the first place politics,
mm-hmm.
second place law,
mm-hmm.
third place economic.
Okay. I mean, I agree that economics, all of these numbers, it's crazy. Macro,
yeah,
micro,
exactly.
Economics. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you compare your education system in Germany to Azerbaijan?
Yeah. It's really quite a difficult question, but
mm-hmm.
It's quite interesting also. I can start with Azerbaijan. Like the educational system in Azerbaijan, especially in prestigious universities, Baku State University.
Mm-hmm.
In my bachelor degree, that university provided me with a solid foundations.
Mm-hmm.
I pursued my bachelor degree in international relations. And also during this period, my interest in fields like politics, international relations, and a little bit international international law because mm-hmm. that was one of our course in my bachelor's degree. I can say that the main different points is in the educational system of Germany because, you mm-hmm. know, it's a quite qualitative. Mm-hmm. In Germany. The first thing is that if we see the first perspective, Germany is one of the European Union countries. We are living in a Eurozone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more quality because in Germany, there are a lot of professors. I can say in Azerbaijan, it's a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
Not a little, but if we compare, I can say that answer.
Yeah, because I think the reason for that is to be the professor in Germany, it's something very respectful.
Yeah.
You're getting paid also pretty good here, I guess. But in Azerbaijan, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's right. For example, if you are a professor in Azerbaijan, most of the professors in Azerbaijan, they're getting doctoral degree mm-hmm. in Azerbaijan.
Yeah.
Or maybe not all of the professors, mm-hmm. but most of them. But in Germany, most of them are getting their degrees. For example, bachelor degree in Germany, master degree, for example, in Spain, doctoral degree, yeah. again in Germany, mm-hmm. They are facing a lot of educational system, a lot of practice, and it means that they are automatically increase the quality of the educational system of yeah. Germany.
They had with what to compare, and it yeah. became more diverse and more interconnected.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. But was it difficult to study in Azerbaijan, or it's more difficult to study here?
I can say it's the same difficulties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if you're a student, to be honest, there are two types of the students.
Mm-hmm.
For example, for exams, if you started to prepare the exam before the exam week,
mm-hmm.
like in the last days,
mm-hmm.
it's quite difficult.
True.
I faced a lot of situation with that in Azerbaijan, also in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you study daily, it's quite easy.
True.
It doesn't matter it's the educational system in Azerbaijan or Turkey or in Germany. It doesn't matter. Like if you study in USA, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it's a wrong point.
Consistency makes it easier.
Yeah, it depends on the students.
True.
Yeah.
With me, it's always last days. I'm crying. I swear that next semester I will study every day.
I think it's the best traditions of the all students. I really like it.
Yeah. Okay. Moving to our next topic about learning German language. We all know that the German language and learning a new language, it's a big part of adjusting to the life in a new country. How is it going so far with the German language?
Oh, I didn't expect that question. Learning German has been one of the most important parts of my experience. Like in the beginning, I faced some difficulties as a learning a new language. It requires a lot of time and dedication. Mm-hmm. And however, over time, my speaking skills in Germany began to improve a little.
Mm-hmm.
This was helping me live more comfortable and effectively in German, of course. To be honest, my level is not high. I took German class and now I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm. You are taking German classes here at Leifana?
Yeah.
Approximately, on which level are you?
A2, I can say.
A2?
It's quite bad, I think. Because, you know, like my field in Leuphana, we study our course in English.
Mm-hmm.
In my first semester, I didn't go to a German course because I wanted to get adaption for my courses because I didn't know whole educational system in Germany is going on. Mm-hmm. And after that, I like took the decision, let's learn German language.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easy to say. But if anyone started to German language, they can see that it's quite difficult.
Yeah, and the thing is, after already learning the new language, the one foreign language, for example, for me, it was English. I already was so tired to learn one more language.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but the thing is, still, after living here 1.5 years, right?
Yeah.
What do you think? Is it still important to learn German here?
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
Because if you learn the Germany, you can make the social contact with German people. If you learn the German language, there are a lot of job requests for you.
Opportunities.
You can make your life comfortable in Germany.
Yeah, true. Much better than without knowing
German
language. I mean, as I said, no hesitation, because I'm also not proficient in the German language, even though I'm almost 3 years here. But I'm trying my best right now, because like this year, I really realized that without German language, it's impossible. But as I said, consistency is a key. 30 minutes per day is much better than 1 hour per 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
How is it going so far with the job here in Germany? Did you have any job? Do you have any job? Maybe internships, opportunities?
I can say I have not experience in internship field in Germany now because I just, put a goal for the graduated from the public economics land politics, mm-hmm. like PELP, just saying mm-hmm. PELP, because I don't know how is it going on. For example, if I take the internship program, they can make the hard situation with my courses. Mm-hmm. It can affect my grades. Right now I'm working. Mm-hmm. I'm working in a, I don't want to say the company name, but mm-hmm. I can say that it's a marketing section. It's mm-hmm. not due to my field, mm-hmm. but I hope I will get admission from there. My fields like job mm-hmm. requests.
You told in our icebreaker about 1,000 graduated volunteers. Can you tell us more about it? It sounds very interesting.
I can say that it's quite interesting because I had experience in the NGO section. Mm-hmm. It's called non-governmental organizations.
Mm-hmm.
First, I was the volunteer in the Migration Volunteers Public Union. It's also under the State Migration Service of Azerbaijan. After 1 year, I got admitted for a head of the international relations department in that mm-hmm. Organization. And after some months, I got admission for a deputy chairman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, over the 3 years, we got more than 1,000 volunteers because mm-hmm. Every month we got new volunteers requests, and also we teach them daily trainings. For example, about the project management, mm-hmm. about the migration, international migration, or they can understand how they can make the connection with the migrants from the foreign country to Azerbaijan.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, over 3 years, it's quite more than 1,000 volunteers. Because we got every month a lot of volunteers, most of the people were the students.
Mm-hmm.
Because we gave the chance for a set first age of your career with a migration or not migration, with a social activities, for example. Mm-hmm. Or for example, if not social activities, with a project management skills. You know, in our world now, the project management is one of the important fields. For example, we teach them what is the non-governmental organization,
mm-hmm.
what is the migration,
mm-hmm.
How you can make the contacts with the migrants, or how you can help them for civilization in Azerbaijan. And also, most of trainers was about the project management,
mm-hmm.
how projects are written, what's your goal, if it's your project is granted, how you can achieve this.
Mm-hmm.
that's why it was like quite interesting for me. I also missed all of them. I
but
don't know.
They got in the end some certificate.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Right? In the end of their volunteer activities, uh-huh. we gave them certificate. It's proof that you got the social activity, you got the migration sphere experience, mm-hmm. or also we had a lot of projects. It can be about the psychological skills, it can be project management skills, it can be migration, or it can be HR school, for example. I can say that it was really interesting.
Thank you for sharing with this interesting part from your life. Let's move to the one more topic. Managing the demanding master's program can be very challenging. Do you know any tips, or do you keep any balance between your university life and just personal interests and work and social life?
Of course, I can say that I'm trying every time keeping a balance among them. For example, I can say that when I moved to Germany, it was quite difficult for me. But after that, I got an option for this. For example, I'm working daily, and in some days, I'm going to university for my courses, and then I'm trying to meet my friends here. Or you can ask the, do you have friends from Azerbaijan, of course. I also try to talk with them via video call. It's quite difficult, but if you try this, you can do it.
Outside of your studies, what has your experience been like in Germany? Have you traveled maybe? Do you have any hobbies right now?
I can say, yeah, I traveled to... of course, Hamburg first. Mm-hmm. It's quite near to us. Second, Köln, mm-hmm. Düsseldorf, Dortmund, Leverkusen, and others, also cities and parts of the Germany. I really like Hamburg. Mm-hmm. And second one is Köln for me, because it's quite historical. It's quite interesting to travel that.
I have some quick blitz questions for you. If your friend from Germany visited Azerbaijan, where is the first place you would take him to?
First, Baku, of course. Mm-hmm. Maiden Tower. Exactly, you have to go Caspian Sea. Mm-hmm. You know, the position of Azerbaijan in near to Caspian Sea is quite beautiful. Mm-hmm. You can see that our shop malls. I can say you have to go to our historical buildings. The first Maiden Tower, second mm-hmm. historical building. I can say that one of them, Shirvan Shahlar Complex, is mm-hmm. called like that.
So guys, if anyone is planning to go to the Azerbaijan, write it down. Everything that Adil said. Yeah, okay. what is one traditional holiday from Azerbaijan that you wish people in Germany celebrated?
Nowruz holiday.
How?
Nowruz holiday. Okay. It's called Nowruz holiday. Uh-huh. In Azerbaijan, we say that Nowruz bayramı. Bayramı means that holiday. In Nowruz holiday, a lot of families, they're visiting their each other. Mm-hmm. It makes themselves very kind. Children going to home, like mm-hmm. in the door, they're putting their hats uh-huh. In front of the door. Uh-huh. They're knock at the door and running to hidden themselves. If anyone, they open the door, like most of the people, of course, they open the door, they're taking hats mm-hmm. and putting inside our traditional sweets. Aww. It's really quite mm-hmm. Interesting tradition. They are putting our traditional sweets like şekerbura, paklava, mm-hmm. maybe badambura, and also some nuts, some walnuts, mm-hmm. also some maybe fruits, mm-hmm. And that's all. For this Nowruz holiday, we have four main weeks. Mm-hmm. That's Nowruz holiday weeks. Only held in Tuesday. On Tuesday, in the afternoon, children collect a lot of wood mm-hmm. and try to make the higher wood mm-hmm. and just burn it. Yeah, exactly. And after that, that hire would fallen on the ground. They tried to jump off them.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little bit belief of this holiday from the historical background. If, for example, if children jumped on that burning the wood, they can putting their negative points on this burning wood. Yeah, it's quite interesting, I think. I wish that the Germans also celebrate that Novruz holiday. Mm-hmm. It's quite interesting.
But in which season of the year this holiday is?
It's in March.
Spring.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, okay. Because I thought somehow it will be in the autumn because this Novruz holiday, it sounds a little bit maybe like a Halloween.
It's a little bit like the Halloween, but you know, the traditions are quite different. That's why I cannot say that it's like the Halloween. As I said, it's celebrated in the spring. Is, you know, the weather is cool, not hot, not cold. It's quite interesting.
Okay.
We will wait you in Azerbaijan also.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, and the last question. Is there any stereotype about the Azerbaijani people that you find funny or maybe totally untrue?
I can say that first stereotypes is everyone can dance traditional dances perfectly in Azerbaijan. Of course, while our national dances are beautiful and it's interesting, but not every Azerbaijani people is a killer dancer. I can say the second stereotype for Azerbaijan, this most of the people, they're thinking about Azerbaijani people, they're thinking that everyone only eats plov. You know, plov is one of the best, like, for me. But, you know, the Azerbaijan has a rich cousin, but not everyone only eats plov.
Mm-hmm. So, our podcast is coming to the end. And Adil, thank you so much for sharing story with us. It's always not easy to open up about your personal experience. So I really appreciate you taking the time to join us and give us such a genuine perspective.
Thank you for listening to this episode, taking time to explore Azerbaijani culture or Azerbaijani traditions or my educational background with me. I truly appreciated your interest and your truth. Okay, I can say until next time.
And that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. You can find all our episodes on our website at podcast.loifana.de, as well as on Spotify and iTunes. Until next time, take care.